Hey, how you doing? I want to welcome you to upcoming Disc, Osric. How are you guys going?
Good. Thank you for the welcome.
I have to tell you that it was a joy even getting this interview and seeing the film last night, because I am a big fan of Kevin from Supernatural, so really shout out for that before we get into the Superhost.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
How'd you get to Superhost? What attracted you to it, and how'd you find out about it?
My roommate, Andrea Walter, she had produced for Brandon, the director, previously when she was living in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So she was the one that brought the project to my attention, and I started talking to him about the script. I gave him some notes as we were working through some of the drafts, and then at some point he was just ready to start the project, and I jumped on board. I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing this, and because I love the project that he'd done previously, and I thought that him and Kirk would really nail it in the execution, and they did.
Yeah, and you know what? You guys actually set an example of how to make a movie during a pandemic. You have very limited crew, a very, very limited cast, and away you go. Less risk, a little bit easier for you. Did you find that having the situation the way it was a little bit easier with all that was going on?
Some parts were easier, some parts were harder. I think being that it was the first project that I did during the pandemic, there
right.
was so much uncertainty in terms of how it's all going to unfold, and you know, everyone was still adjusting, but by the end of it, we had kind of found a nice groove with it. And so it was kind of nice because, yeah, it was like 10 people for most of it, and we just kind of all wore multiple hats, and it was a really good group, so it went fairly smoothly. But it could have easily gone the other way, so
certainly.
I have to give it to Kurt and Brandon for pulling together such a great group.
Well, and with such a small cast, there's really a lot of burden to carry the film, particularly you and your co-star, Sarah Canning. You guys ended up with really wonderful chemistry, and for me, that is what carried me mostly through the film. And I'm wondering what you did to develop that. Did that just come naturally? Did you guys do things to develop that, or how'd that come about?
Not really. Well, I met Sarah at the airport, and yeah, it was pandemic times.
Sure.
Like, scared of everything, but we just changed our seats, so we sat together, and we just, like, kind of hung out, and again, with it being such a small set, like,
right.
you kind of have to, like, you do get to know each other pretty quickly, and, you know, me and Sarah at the beginning were the only two staying at that hotel, and so we just hung out every day, so, like, yeah, she's also just a really cool person to get to know and easy to hang out with, so it was really, yeah, it was very easy to get to know Sarah.
Oh, great! And this is one of those films where you and Sarah are playing co-hosts of a podcast that deals with traveling around. And we don't want to spoil the ending, but obviously you go to this place, this house, and things turn terribly dark. So you were kind of stuck in this. I mean, most of the film takes place in this house. So what was it like to film all this in this house together?
Yeah, it was like having a studio set where it was just very convenient to have a base of operations.
Right.
Where we just come in every day. In the trailer, there's that first vlog that we put up. That was our green room. So we would go in there
uh-huh.
every day. And, you know, it was kind of convenient in that sense. So I really enjoyed it just because there's a sense of familiarity. Especially, again, in a pandemic, we had our ritual that we could follow to stay safe and do things very efficiently.
Sure. And I assume you guys had to be isolated from the general public in whatever area. You stayed at hotels, or did you stay at the house?
We stayed at the only hotel on the mountain.
Wow.
That was fun. It was, again, just me and Sarah staying there.
Uh-huh.
So, it was pretty quiet and isolating, but it was fun.
I have to ask you, too, some of these, when you're doing the actual podcast moments, some of that looks somewhat possibly off the cuff. Did you get to ad-lib any of that, or was that pretty strictly scripted for you?
Some of it, yeah, we did. We did do off the cuff, and then like Brandon would just throw in things for us to just try to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty free-flowing.
All also, you talked earlier about when we, you know, having such a small cast and crew, one of the disadvantages, everybody has to wear multiple hats and stuff. Now, as a member of the cast, did you have to work in any of the production? Did you do any production work?
I mean, we would all, like, do things and help clean up and move things. And, you know, it's just because it's such a small crew and things we need to get done. But for the most part, you know, Kurt and Brandon did most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I helped out on the creative stuff, so I, you know, worked with Brandon on the script and on scenes, and a lot of that was done before we ever set foot on.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just like ideas here and there, and you know, I think just being creative, like Sarah, Gracie, we all had like ideas here and there, and you know, we just contribute where we could.
To do this, I assume you guys were together for, it looked like, was it a month that you shot? How long was that? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, about a month.
About a month?
About a month.
Now, how much of that was pre-production, and how much of that did you actually shoot?
I think 18 shooting days.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did that. You did that real quickly. And how about the other two members of the cast? What kind of, you know, get together? You and Sarah spent a lot of time together. What about the other two members of the cast? How much time did you get to prepare with them?
Gracie came in a little later, and you know, she was wonderful. She just like slot right in, and you know, she did her thing, which was just so fun to watch.
Right.
And Barbara only had a couple of days, but you know, she's like a legend in the horror space.
Uh huh.
So it was pretty awesome watching her, just like hanging out with her and talking, sharing stories.
Well, the last question I have to ask you, I watched the film last night, enjoyed it. I got to watch the extras as well, and you have to tell us a little bit about what this beetle situation was all about.
God, we did so much research on that. Like, what species of beetles is this? But there were just thousands upon thousands of beetles that came in, and it kind of, they went away by the end of the production, but I don't know what it was, but they loved white. They loved the sun, so it was such a nuisance.
Yeah.
But yeah, we learned to kind of navigate it eventually.
Well, I have to tell you that the film Superhost is coming out from Shudder next week on Blu-ray and DVD. I enjoyed watching it. You need to be commended for, I think you showed a little bit of how, you know, things can go on under the current situation, which unfortunately looks like it's going to be with us for a while. So I wish the best of luck to you in the future and navigating this and getting gigs and stuff. And we enjoyed doing Superhost, and thanks for taking the time to join us and talk about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.